This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hello there. May we come in? Whether you are age 3 or 103, whether you live in the United States or one of the 100 other countries this program reaches, whatever the color of your skin, whatever church you attend or don't attend for that matter, you are welcome. I hope you can put everything else aside for the next 30 minutes or so as we have some good music, a quickie quiz from the Bible, an interesting poem by Mary, and then a story called The Sound of the Trumpet. It has to do with the return of our Lord Jesus Christ for His children, those who have accepted Him as Savior and Lord. You know, just the other day, a Gallup poll showed that more people believe in Jesus Christ today than 10 years ago. Well, what I wonder is, do they just believe about Jesus, or do they really believe in Him as Savior? There's quite a difference, you know. Of course, most of those who truly believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior also believe that He is coming back again someday, and that's what our story is about. Well, I'd better quit talking, or we'll never get to our good story about the Lord's return called Sound of the Trumpet. Hey, cousins, we need a good song about the Lord's return to start things off. How about the Countdown Song?
Somewhere in outer space, God has prepared a place for those who trust Him and obey. Jesus will come again, and though we don't know when, the countdown's getting lower every day. 10 and 9, 8 and 7, 6 and 5 and 4. Call upon the Savior while you may.
Let's hear one more chorus about that glorious day, kids. Sing Coming Again, all right?
Coming again.
How's school going these days? Those of you who are in kindergarten or first grade are busy learning how to use your ABCs. Hey, Melissa, why don't you sing the ABCs for us, okay?
A, B, C, D, E.
Boys and girls, do you know what chapter in the Bible is known as the love chapter? It's 1 Corinthians 13. Carol has a song taken from some of the verses of that chapter, a song all about faith, hope, and love.
If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I'm a loud and noisy gong or a clanging, banging cymbal if I have not love. Faith, hope, and love, these three, Lord, won't you give unto me? Faith, hope, and love, these three, and the greatest of these is love. If I see in the future move a tall mountain, but have not love, I have not a thing to gain, and I might as well have nothing if I have not love. Faith, hope, and love, these three, Lord, won't you give unto me? Faith, hope, and love, these three, and the greatest of these is love. And the greatest of these is love.
And now it's Pam and Dan's turn. They urge us to spend a little time with Jesus in prayer.
When your grief cannot be spoken, if you smile, it's but a token. When your heart is nearly broken, time with Jesus in prayer. Spend a little time with Jesus in prayer. He would lift your heavy load of care. Tell him about the things that try you. Every little need he will supply you. Spend a little time with Jesus in prayer. When you're weary from life's hurry, when you're filled with doubt and storm clouds show their fury, spend a little time with Jesus in prayer. Spend a little time with Jesus in prayer. He won't lift your heavy load of care. Tell him all about the things that try you. Every little need he will supply you. Spend a little time with Jesus in prayer.
Now let's take time for that quickie quiz from the Bible that I promised you. Quickly choose up teams at home and see if you can get the answers before the kids in the studio in this completely unrehearsed quiz. And I just told the kids that I was going to get them today. I don't think you're going to get these all correct. Now this is the way it works. All right, we'll go with the girls first, okay? Now I'm going to give you two names, and I want you to tell me what the relationship of one is to the other, all right? Now like this, for instance, I'm going to say Ananias and Sapphira. And you would say Ananias was the husband of Sapphira. Okay, you got that? All right, we'll start out with a little bit easier one, but they're going to get harder. And I think I'm going to get you on some of these. All right, here we go. Girls, Isaac and Abraham. Now give me the relation. Stacy.
Isaac is the son of Abraham.
Yes, he is and he was. All right, very good. Boys, Peter and Andrew. Now, we started out with a couple of easy ones. Josh?
Andrew is the brother of Peter.
Yes, or Peter was the brother of Andrew. Yes, okay. Now things get a little interesting, girls. Orpah and Chilion. Told you I was going to get you. Orpah and Chilion. Do you know, girls? Dawn's going to try it.
Orpah was the wife of Chilion.
Ooh, you are so good, I don't believe it. You're right. Oh, my goodness. All right, boys, Lazarus and Martha. Lazarus and Martha. Josh?
Lazarus was the brother of Martha.
Very good. All right, girls, Ephraim and Jacob. Now, if you think a little bit about who was who, you might be able to get it. It is tough. Ephraim and Jacob. You know, you can confer a little bit. I'll allow that. Becky, you want to try it? All right, Becky.
Cousins.
Whoa, nice guess. Wrong. Josh, you want to try it?
Half-brothers?
Wrong. Ephraim was the grandson of Jacob. Now, Pam, why didn't you say it? See, I see you mouthing the words, and you knew it, and you goofed it. All right, let's see. This is the boys. Okay, boys, Nabal and Abigail. Ooh, wow, another roughie. Nabal and Abigail. Not as hard as you might think, though. Do you know, boys? You can't take it? Girls, you want to guess? Come on, it's not that hard if you think about it. Nabal and Abigail. You can at least guess. Dawn?
Abigail's the wife of Nabal.
Yeah, there you go. Actually, I was looking for Nabal was the husband of Abigail, but that's one and the same. All right, girls, this is your question. It's the last one. We already have a winner for the quiz, but we'll give the question anyway. All right, girls, Eunice and Timothy. What was the relationship between Eunice and Timothy? Do you know? Now think about it. It's not that hard. Becky?
Eunice was the grandmother of Timothy.
Oh, so close, but it was wrong. Boys.
Eunice was the mother of Timothy?
All right. Hey, you pulled it out. But I said that we already had a winner. We didn't, because the boys tied it up. 3 for the boys, 3 for the girls. So everybody wins today.
Yay!
Well, that was a good quiz. Hey, I have a question for you. Have you sent yet for Keys for Kids? If not, get your request in the mail as soon as possible. What will you get? 2 full months of good stories, suggested scriptures, and more. Had a letter from a gal just the other day, and she said, Uncle Charlie, I love to take my Bible and my Keys for Kids and go off in a corner and read the story for the day. It's always such a help. Families have told us they use it together. So either way, you can use Keys for Kids. Now, here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Help with printing and postage is appreciated, but not necessary. Write to Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. We have 2 good things to go with the story today. You'll remember I told you that the story is about the Lord's return. Now, if we love Jesus, we should want to see him, and we don't want to be ashamed. Mary is going to read for us the familiar but good poem, If Jesus Came to Your House.
If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest. And all the food you'd serve him would be the very best. And you would keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your own home is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in? Or hide some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been? Would you turn off the radio and hope he hadn't heard? And wish you hadn't uttered that last loud, hasty word? Would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Would you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about? And I wonder if the Savior spent a day or two with you. Would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you read? And let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would you take Jesus with you everywhere you plan to go? Or would you maybe change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends? Or would you hope they'd stay away until his visit ends? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last was gone? It might be interesting to know the things that you would do if Jesus Christ in person came to spend some time with you.
And now Pam sings our Go Along with the Story song, Will Jesus Find Us Watching When He Comes Back Again?
When Jesus comes to reward his servants, whether it be noon or night, faithful to him will he find us watching with our lamps all trimmed and bright. Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's bright home? Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? Blessed are those whom the Lord finds watching, in his glory they shall share. If he shall come at the dawn or midnight, will he find us watching there? Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's bright home? Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come?
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry Trover, is entitled Sound of the Trumpet. Sally Brown, in striped pajamas, leaped over the foot of her bed and settled down among the pillows as her mother came into her room for devotions. Mother opened the Bible and began to read from 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter.
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
Mother?
Yes, Sally?
There are lots of things in the Bible that I don't understand, like what you just read. What does it mean about the trumpets and the dead people rising in the air?
We call that the rapture of the church. It's the time when Jesus will come to take all the Christians to heaven.
When will it happen? And how will it happen?
When will it happen? The Bible says that no one knows the day or the hour. Only God knows that. It could happen any day. Jesus might come in the morning or at noon or in the middle of the night.
Well, what about the dead coming out of the graves? Will Daddy come out of his grave too?
Oh, yes. The scripture we just read tells us that. All the Christians who have died will rise into the air to meet the Lord. Then all of the living Christians will be caught up with them in the clouds and together go to be with the Lord. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful day, Sally.
Brr. Doesn't sound wonderful to me. Sounds spooky and scary. I hope it doesn't happen for a long time.
It may not happen for a long, long time. Then again, it could happen tonight.
Tonight?
That's right. The Lord could come this very night. Would you be ready if the Lord Jesus came tonight, Sally?
Well, I don't know. I hope so.
We should be certain, for we never know the hour the Lord may come.
Oh, well, he won't really come tonight, will he?
He may not, but it is possible. Wouldn't you like to be sure you're ready if he does come?
I guess I am ready. Good night, Mother.
Wouldn't you like to talk about it some more?
No, I'm sleepy. I just want to forget it for now, okay?
Well, good night then, Sally.
Good night, Mother.
Yes?
Leave the door partly open, will you? It's so dark when it's closed.
All right. Good night, honey.
Sally closed her eyes and tried to go to sleep. but sleep would not come. She jumped at every sound. The dark shadows in the corners of the room seemed to take shape and move toward her. She leaped out of bed and flashed on the light.
Oh, it was nothing but shadows. Wow, those scripture verses made me feel funny. I guess there's nothing to be afraid of. I'm going to turn out the light and go back to bed. Boy, it's dark. There's not a star in the sky. Ah, this is silly. You'd think I was walking through a graveyard. What about that? The dead will come right out of their graves. I wonder if I'd go too. I'm not sure I would. Mother would go, though. I wonder if... What was that? It sounded like a horn. Or a trumpet, maybe. No, it was a horn. Maybe some car driving down the road. There it is again. That's no horn. That's a trumpet. It must be the Lord coming back. But it can't be. It can't. Mother! 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 I'll go check her room. The bed is empty. Mother's gone. Mother! I'll check the sewing room. She's not here either. Mother! I'll look in the basement. Mother! Oh, I'm slipping on these steps. I'm going to fall.
Silly, what's wrong, honey?
Mother!
You fell out of bed. You must have had a nightmare.
Oh, my head.
You probably hit your head on the leg of that chair.
Didn't the Lord come? Didn't you hear the trumpets?
Trumpets? I heard some cars a while ago, sounding their horns as they went down the road.
Then it was just a dream. It seemed so real. I dreamed the Lord came and took you and left me behind.
Why does the thought of the Lord coming make you so afraid, honey?
Because it's scary. It frightens me to think of seeing the Lord suddenly in the middle of the night, or even in the daytime.
Sally, let me try to show you what this really means. Do you want to see your daddy again someday?
Sure I want to see daddy.
Well, tell me, will you be afraid to see him, or do you want to see him?
Afraid? Of course not. He was the best dad a girl ever had. I would never be afraid. I miss him so much. Sometimes it hurts, right here in my chest.
That's how I feel, too. But why are you not afraid to see him? Why do you want to see him so badly?
Why? Well, because...
Because why?
Because I love him so, and I know he loved me. That's why.
There, you have it, Sally. You're not afraid to see your daddy because you know he loves you and because you love him. But you are afraid to see the Lord Jesus. Why?
Well, I guess it's because, I can't explain it.
Could it be because you don't love Jesus like you loved your daddy?
I guess that's it.
You see, honey, for those who love the Lord Jesus with all their hearts, there's nothing scary about his coming again. Those who really love Jesus want him to come. They want to see him, just like you want to see Daddy. Those who are not saved have reason to be afraid because they'll be left behind.
I see what you mean. I do want to be ready when the trumpet sounds and the Lord comes, Mother. I want to go with you to meet him. I'd like to be saved, Mother. I want to be saved right now.
Say, will you be ready when Jesus comes? Are you truly born again, washed in Jesus' blood? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Will you be ready when Jesus comes? Jesus is born.
know him not, then let there be no hesitation. Trust him as your Lord and Savior now without delay. By his grace and mercy you can be a new creation. And be ready then to meet.
I'd like to ask you as we close today's program, say, will you be ready when Jesus comes? Perhaps you're saying, oh, Uncle Charlie, I've been a good boy, I've been a good girl. Oh, that's fine, but that doesn't save you. Maybe you're saying, I go to church and Sunday school every weekend, and I try to be helpful at home. Oh, that's fine, but that won't save you. How can you be sure you will be ready when Jesus comes? Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believe that he died on the cross for you. Believe that he rose again from the dead for you. Tell him you are sorry for your sins, and invite him to come into your heart and life to live. Now, if you've never done that, do it right now. If you need more help, write to me. I'll be glad to help you all I can. Also, don't forget to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of exciting stories, suggested scriptures, and more. It's yours for the asking, Keys for Kids. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now.